fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time, it's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm going to try to stay disciplined today. That's hard, isn't it? It's Friday. It's New Year's Eve. It's the last day of this horrendous thing called 2021. I got a lot of information. I'm going to try to stay disciplined on it today. A show of about four or five different parts. Hopefully, at the end of it, it's all going to bring it all together. And golly. Hey, Joe, I should have done communion today. So we'll do it Monday morning. How about that? We'll do communion on Monday morning, the first show of 2022. In the year 2525. Remember that? That's only 4 years away. Huh? That's one presidential term away. We're going to be 2525. Oh, my goodness. What a crazy world. Hey, I want to show you a couple of things. I'm going to talk a little bit about Celebrate Freedom Day. I'm going to have Brett come in. He's going to do a little bit of talking about that here. But I want to show you a couple of things before we get too far with it. I want you to pull up Bobby Lee's music video. Well, no, stop. Go to Mark Trump's. It was an email I sent you, Spence. It's a standalone email. Folks, I got a lot of information. I'm going to dump it out of here fast today, okay? It says, I think you got it. That Mark Trump, he's on LinkedIn. I don't even know what that is. But he wrote something about our trip to down to Kentucky. I thought it was just really, really appropriate. So I wanted to share that with you guys. And then I want to show you a video. It says, Mark says, I just returned from Mayfield, Kentucky. We worked at a church that was demolished for 2 days. Sheila, in the photo below, will show you. And her husband bought this church property 2 years ago. They did. He died in February. So using our hands, chainsaws, mauls, and muscles, we disassembled what was left and piled her church up into a pile as she, with tears in her eyes, picked up and saved soggy hymnals. It was amazing, folks, to watch her go pull those hymnals and those Bibles out of the pews and stack them in the back of her car. Soggy hymnals and an occasional picture or coin. And she was so panicked, friends, that she could not find her dead husband's eyeglasses, that he always left them in the same pew. And she left them there as a reminder. And then the tornado hits and she can't find them. Mark found her husband's glasses. And she wept as she took them from his hands. So see the comments for a few more pictures of others who joined us from far away as Maine, California, Oklahoma. Consider sacrificing some of your time, skills, and even finances so others can go serve as these storms are likely to increase in the days and weeks ahead. And we have a big thing today, folks, about what's going on in Boulder, Colorado with the wildfire. 100-mile-an-hour winds on the wildfire. See if you can enlarge that picture a little bit. Spence can't do it. Okay, that's a little bit better. That's a picture of the church. There's the church we cleared out. There's Sheila that he's talking about there at the bottom. There's the church before and after we demolished it. And then you see what's left. Anyway, scroll down. I want to read some of these comments real quickly. Mark says, two homes away from Sheila's church, we worked at Sonny's place. Sonny's 81 years old. His shop that he and his dad had worked on for 62 years was destroyed. He's rebuilding, 81 years old. He's rebuilding it so he can get back to work. Amazing man with the light and fire of Jesus in his eyes. He gave me a horseshoe to take home. I'll never forget this man. So I'm going to show you the video here. Bobby Lee put together the most fabulous musical video of our trip out there. And so Bobby always does great work. Bobby did a great job of organizing everything that was down there. But Bobby put together this 3-minute and 51-second tornado destroyed Mayfield. Go ahead and play that, Spence. Folks, this is downtown now. No sound, Spence.
After the tornado, looks like a bomb just went off and exploded the entire
town. Look down from a broken sky. Traced out by the city lights. My world from a mile high. Best seat in the house tonight. Touchdown in the coal black tie. Hold on for the sudden start. Breathing the familiar shock of confusion and chaos. All those people going somewhere. Why have I never cared? Give me your eyes for just 1 second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Yeah. 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 Step out on a busy street. See a girl and our eyes meet. Does her best to smile at me. To hide what's underneath. There's a man just to her right. Black suit and a bright red tie. Too ashamed to tell his wife he's out of work. He's buying time. All those people going somewhere. Why have I never cared? Give me your eyes for just 1 second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've been here a million times, a couple of million eyes. Just moving past me by, I swear I never thought that I was wrong. Well, I want a second glance, so give me a second chance to see the way you see the people all along. Give me your eyes for just 1 second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Give me your eyes for just 1 second. Lord, give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep. Did I keep missing? Give me your heart for the broken hearted. Give me your heart, Lord, give me your eyes.
That's a church.
Yeah.
Hospital.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Life is what we make it. Always has been, always will be. That sign hangs at the doorway of the next video, Spencer, if you can play that. I got to show you this. This is an 81-year-old man. This guy is 81 years old. That sign, there's a doorway to his house, friends. And Bobby, that video you just did was your best work ever. And this is a video interview. This is, we're cleaning up this old man's property, 81 years old. Listen to this interview.
Here on cleaning up with this gentleman's house. This man's entire house was pulled up and out from around him during the night of the storm. So that's what you're saying, right? It happened while you were sitting right here.
Right here.
Yeah, so tell us about that.
I was watching the TV, and they said in 10 minutes it would be to Mayfield, Kentucky. It would stop at Highway 69. 3 minutes later, they said it'd be at 131 and 58. That's where I live. I got me a little chair, sat down here in the corner, and I don't know. I might have been sitting there 5 minutes when it hit, and all I heard was one big grumble. I lived in a metal shop building. All the walls blowed down except the one I was sitting by. And all I can say, me and the Lord had a little talk before I sat down, and he took care of me. I come out, didn't have a scratch, not heard any words. It laid everything down. So all I can say, the good Lord blessed me, took care of me one more time.
And how did you survive here when the walls were being ripped out around you?
It happened so fast you didn't know it.
Yeah.
It ripped all of the inside walls out of my apartment. It blowed one of them over on the kitchen cabinet. I had to crawl up on the kitchen cabinet and slide down it to get out. And when I slid down, got my feet on the floor, I just walked out the end of the door. There wasn't nothing left.
Didn't you get in between these two, this fridge and this?
I was between the stackable washer and dryer and the cabinet.
Yeah.
The cabinet dealt the washer and dryer off of me.
So that's what kept you alive right there, right?
Well, no, the good Lord.
And the good Lord. Yeah.
I had a ceramic canister set sitting on the kitchen cabinet and a glass jar or two. Didn't break a thing. As far as I know of the dishes in my kitchen cabinet, I've only got two broken.
Right.
I mean, the Lord just took care of this little corner I was sitting in.
All right. We need to give thanks, right?
You need to give thanks every day.
Every day. All right. Any last words?
Thank the Lord.
All right. Thank you much.
So, folks, I just want to salute again all of you who donated and everybody that showed up. And Bobby Lee, this was magnificent what you did there. And if you can, Spencer, go to the end of this first, the one you have up there, so we can get a picture of our crew that was there. And next, there it is. There's our crew. And I just honor all the people. There's probably some people that are missing from the picture. But we made a difference, and your dollars made a difference. And we made an eternal difference in the life of Sheila and her church. I know that. I don't even know the name of the church. And we made an eternal difference in the life of that 81-year-old boy, and I never even got his name either. And so great camaraderie. Mark Trump worked like a friggin' dog. You ought to watch him at work. So I wanted to take a few minutes this morning and just salute them and all of you out there who gave the difference that you made. Polly Mike came all the way from Maine, drove all the way down there. Gary Donald, I don't even know if Gary's in the picture. Maybe he's hidden if he is. Gary drove all the way. People came a long way. So I just want to, some of you aren't in the picture. Thanks to all of you who came. Next thing. Let's see, what do I want to do here? Because I'm going to shift gears here. Spencer, click on the Boulder fire. I don't know if you guys are aware of what's happened in Boulder, Colorado. There's a 100-mile-an-hour wind, gust of wind. Boulder, Colorado is the home University of Colorado. Buffaloes, Bill McCartney, Promise Keepers. That's where it was birthed out of. It's a little bit north of Denver, one of the most beautiful liberal cities in America. It's so unbelievably liberal. It's crazy, crazy, God-hating liberal. But very, very wealthy and very, very beautiful. And just play a couple minutes of this video because I'll go to another one. This is the wind. The blue is the wind. The 100-mile-an-hour. What is going on, friends? What's going on? Watch this wind pattern, 100-mile-an-hour gusts. Go ahead, Spence.
December the 30th, 2021. Guys, you're looking at information from the National Weather Service out of Boulder, Colorado, and you see the plume that's moving from the left to right of the stream. and Boulder is just to the northwest, and Denver is to the southeast of this line. I've driven that road. It's beautiful country. But that plume is 100
miles per
hour.
You can stop. There's the 100 mile per hour winds. Now, Spencer, go to the next one. It says more fire. And I just want to show you some pictures of what's going on in Boulder, Colorado. And I don't know why we're not hearing more about that. That burnt to the ground, at least 600 homes, shopping malls, burnt to the ground in Boulder. Spencer, just scroll on down if you can, just real quickly so people can see the pictures. Because we don't hear about this stuff. Just scroll down to them. That's the city of Boulder from up in the hills. These wildfires, 600 homes. Look at that from the sky. What's going on, folks? Grand Solar Minimum. I'm going to have Craig talk about that at some point. Scroll on down, man. There's a lot of pictures. There's a lot to see here. 100-mile-an-hour winds driving these things. They can't put them out. They can't move anything. 600 homes. What's going on, folks? Something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. It's the man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. Boulder, Colorado. I've driven up that road before. I went to the first ever Promise Keepers there in Boulder. Look at that wind blowing. Okay, it's good enough, Spence. So listen, I just want to say this. My good friend Flip Benham always said this, that God has more disaster than the federal government has relief, folks. God has more disaster than the federal government has relief. We're heading into 2022. I don't know what you guys think. I think it's going to be a year like we have never in our lives imagined. Ever, ever, ever. A couple more things that I'm not going to get to. I'm going to open the floodgates here a little bit. Two things I want to make mention of. JR, you got Matt Tuella on with you tomorrow morning. Is that right? You want to talk about that a little quickly? I should have given you some notice, heads up.
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
All right, yeah. Having Matt on tomorrow, starting off the new year, Coach, and basically for the month of January, we're going to talk about what we can do about this COVID pandemic insanity. And I'm going to start out with Matt and start off at the local level, which is where we're going to have to begin, at your trustees, at your city council, and Matt's gonna let us know what we can tell them. Basically, that it's their job to intercede on our behalf when we have some crazy president or crazy governor, state of Ohio or whatever state, and what they can do to intercede on our behalf. And we're gonna have folks talk about the sheriff coming up next, and then the
where do they find you, JR? Where do they find you?
Sure. Last Call Radio. .live, lastcallradio.live, Saturday morning, New Year's Day, 10 a.m. I appreciate the plug, Coach.
Honored to do it. Let me say this real quick. And Brad, get ready. We'll talk about it here in a second. I ran into Liberty Mel. I'm not telling stories out of school here. Liberty Mel was up at Sky High yesterday helping my wife clean. Somebody just left. Somebody's coming in. Mel came up and helped. And Mel's husband and son came with us all the way up to Kentucky. And the discussion that Mel and I got into, and the discussion that's really, really necessary for us to have here, folks, is men are dying for lack of vision. The Bible tells us that where there is no vision, the people perish. Now, perish doesn't mean die. If you were to look into the deeper meaning of it, when you hear the word perish, my people are destroyed for lack of, my people perish for lack of knowledge. When you look at that, where there is no vision, the people perish. When you look at that word perish, it's the picture of an unbridled stallion running around without direction. That's what it means to perish. You shall all likewise perish. Meaning what? No direction at all to your life. And what if, you know, if there's one constant that I hear when we go do street ministry like this, like we did down in Mayfield, it's easy to go there because it's mercy ministry, folks. It's mercy ministry. And so you get guys out on the street for the first time and they rub shoulders with those guys. You know, they think I'm crazy though. They come and rub shoulders with me and they say, you know, he's not a bad guy. He's actually a pretty normal guy. That Mark Trump, I used to think he's crazy, but you know, he's really nice. He's really a nice guy. That Bobby Lee, you know, he's really a nice guy. And so we expose men who've never been part of it to come and rub shoulders with us and say, gag gone. This is great. I feel good. I feel like I've accomplished something. And men have no vision. And men are perishing. Say that again. Christian men are perishing because they have no vision for their life. Get up, go to work, come home, eat, watch football, or surf the internet. Do it the next day, come in, watch porn, drink some beer. Go to church on Sunday, come home, never, ever applying anything at all spiritually in their lives. And that's why these mercy ministry adventures are so powerful. But the next question then says, okay, you'll go help somebody whose house has been destroyed. Why won't you go to a clinic and rescue a baby? Why won't you go to an abortion clinic and keep a woman from killing her baby? Why don't you go with a group of guys and have that same camaraderie and go eat breakfast or eat lunch when you're done and have that same camaraderie? What's going on with our churches? Why can't we see and understand that things are not supposed to be done in the church? The church is the training ground. The church is where we organize. The church is the huddle. Why don't we take that? Why don't we go and do? Men are perishing. America is perishing. That's why we spoke yesterday. The Holy Spirit helped me to see yesterday that it's because of the defeatist attitude that we have that we ought to be having more and more children. Even right now, in the midst of this pandemic, we should be populating more and more Christians. Christians should be having babies, training babies, raising up babies. 30 years from now, a baby born today might be mayor of your city 30 years from now. But we don't think we're going to be here 30 years from now. So we let the devil come in and educate our children and destroy everything Christian. And then 30 years from now, we'll be saying, what the hell happened? No vision.
Amen.
I know it's amen. You don't even have to amen. I know I'm right. I know I'm right. I've seen it too many times. We're cowardly. We have no vision. We have no understanding. We have no purpose, spiritual Christian purpose. We have no purpose. Paul said, if we have hope in this world only, we're of all men most miserable. Feel miserable sometimes. Hope in this world only. That's why I want to bring the Higher Bread in here, because the Higher Bread's been working hard behind the scenes to talk about Celebrate Freedom Day. Friends, if we do not, at this time and this place in America, hand off liberty and freedom to our children, it will be gone. It's a battle. I don't know why we can't see it. I don't know why our churches can't see it. As government gets more and more and more and more. Hey, Brett, I hate to do this to you. Sit there a minute, okay? Bring up the Dr. Zelenko video, Spencer. Dr. Zelenko, put it at 1.5 speed. It's a 9-minute video, so this is going to be about 6 minutes probably. But I want you to listen to what Dr. Zelenko said. And if he doesn't nail it, Brett, this is what the Christian revolution is all about. It's fighting back against this darkness that's all around us. And you don't do it by sitting in the pew, going to church, and then going home and watching the Browns and the Bengals. That's not how this battle's won. It's not how it's won. This is powerful from Dr. Zelenko, who, by the way, I don't even believe knows Jesus Christ. I don't know that for sure. I don't know. I think he's, well, at least at some point, he was Jewish. I don't know if he still is or not, but I believe he is. But you tell me he doesn't understand it better than most pastors standing in the pulpit. Put it on 1.5 speed and go ahead and play it, Spence.
First of all, I want to thank God for this moment.
What I believe is going on in this generation is a war between two systems of thought. One system being that we're made in God's image and that life has sanctity, we have human rights, and as such, it's God's purview how many of us live on the planet, how long we live, if we live free. The other system of thought, which could be rooted in Darwin's survival of the fittest or eugenics, it's probably started with the serpent in the Garden of Eden, but that system of thought believes that there is a hierarchy in humanity, that some people are better than others, and inevitably that reverts to three types of categories of people. One is the superman, like Kant would say, the Übermensch, then there's the human, the Mensch, and the Untermensch, the subhuman. Now, if that sounds familiar, that's because around 80 years ago, the Nazi ideology was built upon that type of system. The Nazis believed that they were descendants of Aryan gods. They believed that the Anglo-Saxons should be enslaved and serve them, and the subhumans, which I belong to, Slavs, the handicapped, political prisoners and so on, gypsies, they were meant to be thrown into ovens and become dust. Now, that ideology did not go away. It's just resurfaced now, but it's not anti-Semitic. It's completely rooted in something else. The elite, so to speak, they think they're evolved. I think they're devolved. What they believe is that because of their wealth, power, intellectual superiority, so they think, that that gives them the right to decide how many of us should be on the planet, how long we should live, who should be free, and so on. And so if you notice, any totalitarian dictatorship, the first thing they try to do is get rid of houses of worship. And it's very simple why, because if I bow down to God, I'm not going to bow down to them. And so what's happening, the mechanism that they're using is fear. There's a global mass psychosis where these depraved animals, what they've done is used the media and created a false narrative that has led us to be living in chronic anxiety and fear and human isolation. If anyone studied psychological warfare, you'll know that those two points, anxiety and human isolation, will cause most people to decompensate psychologically and become very vulnerable and gullible and easy to manipulate. And then they offer the false golden calf of this, so to speak, as a false promise, and people gravitate towards it as a short-term measure to relieve their anxiety. It's not intellectual, it's purely emotional. And if you challenge someone, even the most intellectual people, but who fall into this trap, if you challenge them, they become belligerent because what you're really doing is bringing them back into that anxiety state that they so definitely don't want to be in. So the reality here is I'm a big fan of King David and his Psalms, and he gives a very good prescription for life. He says, turn away from bad, do good, and live. You know, we thought we used to live in freedom. And you know, freedom isn't free. We were free, or we thought we were free, because of the sacrifices of the previous generations. The question is, will our children be free? And the answer depends, are we willing to sacrifice? This is our storming the beaches of Normandy moment. This generation has been tasked with the ability and the responsibility of looking at the primordial serpent right in the eye and saying no and decapitating it. And the only reason why this has happened is because we're letting it happen. Because there's many more of us than them. And the tactic of the enemy is to scare us and divide us. And when we're divided, that's when they could pounce at us in sections. And the answer, the solution to that, is to rise up in hopefully nonviolent civil disobedience, reject all tyranny, reject the dictates of the demented puppet in the White House, and realize that we are fighting a well-entrenched enemy that has a head start. However, we have something they don't have, which is called the God Scaler. This is a David versus Goliath situation, and we are the David, collective humanity of God consciousness. The enemy wants to destroy God consciousness. We have to go in the opposite direction. We need to instill into our children basic morality. And what I mean by that is we should take our children out of public schools. For many years, the public school system has attempted to destroy the souls of our children by teaching them depravity, normalizing depravity. Many of you know that there were two cities in the Bible that were destroyed, Sodom and Gomorrah. And the question is asked, why were they destroyed? So one answer is because they were immoral, but that's not the answer, because every place was immoral. What was so unique about them? So one of the answers is they normalized immorality. They made it the law of the land. And that is a way of saying, God, we don't want you here. We reject you. And so we need to go in a completely opposite direction. Take our children out of the spiritual danger that they're in the public school system, and now the physical danger. According to the World Homicide Organization, they issued a decree that if your children are in school, that's implied informed consent, meaning that you could have prevented your children from going to school. The fact that you didn't and they're in school means that you are giving consent. So now they're attacking not only the souls, but the bodies of our children. You know, in decent societies, parents sacrifice themselves for the well-being of their children. This is a biblical war. This is a war that goes from the very beginning of creation itself. But we could reject it. We could say no. We can turn to God. And here's my advice. Creation is dynamic. It's every instant of time is an act of recreation. What that means is you're not alone. That means God is making you. And if he's making you, he's with you. So we know that anxiety, fear, only lives in the psychological and emotional space where the consciousness of God is absent. If you fill that void with God consciousness, by the way, it's hard work. To be mindful of the divine constantly is hard work. But so what? But this is what's necessary in order to withstand this onslaught on the human soul. and the collective human soul and the collective human goodness and the fact that we're made in his image. So my blessing to the whole world, to all decent people, is rise up. This hill is worth dying on. It's time for us, this generation, to pay the price so that our children could live with God consciousness, with freedom, and be able to thrive. And whether or not that will happen is directly correlated to what we do now, today. And so it is my sincere prayer and hope that like-minded, God-consciousness and people should collate together into cities of refuge and decency. And even though the majority of the world are continents of tyranny, I know that, but nevertheless, a little light pushes away a lot of darkness. We all come from the same source. My four-year-old daughter one time told me, "Daddy, you're my brother." I said, "What do you mean?" She goes, "Well, God is my father, and he's your father." So we're all brothers and sisters, and we all are made in the image of God. We all are given the gift of consciousness, the gift of free choice, and we should all use that gift in the right way by choosing to put on the yoke of heaven and take the yoke of our own fears and the yoke of other people's evil agendas off of us. Because there's only one type of free person in the world, that's someone who chooses to be a servant of God.
I choose to be a servant of God. Go ahead and put that in the in the chat if you can, Spencer. In fact, it maybe even have Jared capture that thing. And so we're the first generation. Don't miss this. He said it. He just glossed over it. We're the first generation, maybe two generations now, of Americans. We're the of humans to sacrifice our children for the advancement of us, our own selves. Abortion. We're putting our kids in schools and through what they say is implied consent, allowing them to be vaccinated and allowing them to be indoctrinated in the doctrines of demons. We're doing that for our own comfort. See, we're the first generation, really, we're taking care of our children materially, and we're not doing a thing for them spiritually. And again, Apostle Paul said, if we have hope in this world only, we're of all men most miserable. And a lot of miserable people, aren't there? A lot of miserable people.
Amen.
And I know, man. I know it is. I know it is. Listen, I want to let me get the three guys in, and then I want to get Brett in here because I want to talk about why Celebrate Freedom Day is so crucial. Come on in, Myra. Then Jerry, then Rochelle. Go ahead.
Good morning, saints. How you doing? Happy New Year. I want to read 1 John 4:19. We love him because he first loved us, and that applies to us in the huddle. That's our purpose. Thank you.
Thank you, Myra. God bless you. Jerry.
In Jesus Christ's name, bless you all who are here today, and I pray that your new year is going to be amazing. This group has inspired me, you know, like I've learned lots from you guys. I took my kids out of school 2 years ago and we're homeschooling them since. I'm not the greatest homeschooler, but I'm working on it as well. I was wondering if you had your tinfoil hat on there, Coach. I got something to say about the Colorado fires. Okay, so when I was watching that, the Lord said, the devil's due. And I kind of wonder, doesn't due mean directed energy weapons? There's two right there, Coach.
Well, I don't. I wear mine all the time. I have it covered, but I've always got my tinfoil hat on. It's amazing how many of those conspiracy theories are coming true, isn't it? Isn't it amazing?
On Colorado, they were the first ones to legalize marijuana, and they made so much money they had to open their own bank.
Wow, that's something. Just a second, Rochelle. Jack McCarthy just texted me. He said, in the video, Dr. Zelenko said, Sodom made immorality normal. And, whoops, phone went dark on me. Oh, I hate it when this happens. Sodom made immorality normal and legal. Hitler made genocide normal and legal. Where are we heading? Nothing new under the sun, Rochelle.
Good morning, team. Thanks, Coach. That was really impactful. I had heard it before, but it was just like the first time I heard it. Anyway, he mentions in there about psychological warfare and what's really going on and how, you know, they get to us as children so quickly. And I saw this clip and it was on mainstream media. It was on Fox News. and it was about China, and they were reporting on the brain control weapons that they are perfecting for their military. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, like these guys are going to be able to shoot and launch weapons with their mind.
Well, Russ Dizdar called them super soldiers. Russ Dizdar always talked about the coming super soldiers. Yes.
And then there's this headline this that I found this morning, and this is the headline: I created this just by thinking it. Paralyzed man 62 is first person to tweet a message using his mind, thanks to a tiny brain implant. So they're close, they're there, they're probably already there. We need to keep our kids as far away and safe from the clutches of these evil people, for sure. And if I had any idea, I would have stayed home and forfeited all I have to homeschool my children when it mattered. They're graduated now. It's too late. Yeah. And I always feel like I find things out too late.
It comes back to what I talked about yesterday. Do we believe in building, restoring, or evacuation? Are we going to excavate, or are we going to evacuate? And the church, for at least a generation, has been working on evacuation, counting on evacuation.
And I was all set to get out of here until I realized we're probably not getting out of here. And now I'm on your team, and we are going to be here to rebuild what's left after they crash. They're going to crash this country.
Yes.
We're going to have to build it back right.
It doesn't matter to me whether if there's a rapture, I'm out of here. I'm with y'all. Okay. But I'm counting that there isn't one. I'm counting there isn't one. What if there isn't one? Folks, we have to be mindful like that. That's the way we have to think. So let me bring Ohio Brad in here. God, Brad, I chewed up a lot of time, but we're okay. So we formed the ChristianRevolution.net, Ohio Brad and I, and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. And most of you know that Dr. Sherry Tenpenny really wanted to focus more on medicine. That's really all she wanted to get involved with. So we came to an amicable mutual agreement that we would help her launch her medical. We're doing it here, aren't we? We're doing the same thing medical here with Dr. Paul and the oxygen machines. We're doing the same thing. But Dr. Sherry wants to do it on a larger scope, and she didn't want to get distracted from all that stuff. So we launched her off with about, I don't know, $100,000 to launch that thing. And then we've just this month given out. Brett, come on in, Brett. Brett, come on over. This is why this Celebrate Freedom Day is so. Folks, if you can't see how this all connects locally, raise up people, stakes in the ground, flags in the ground, right where we live, all across America. Celebrate freedom. So, Brett, I'm going to shut up. I'm going to turn it over to you because I know you've been doing a yeoman's work on this event coming up on January 6th and the ChristianRevolution.net in general. Go ahead, Brett.
Well, Coach, first of all, thank you so much for leading that team to Kentucky. What amazing example and work y'all did. And all of this, as I'm just one team member on your team, Coach, I'm a strong safety. And Spencer, if you can scroll back up to the top on the website, please. It's very important to note that when the Christian Revolution was born, it was founded in Jeremiah 33:3. Call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not.
I believe that, brother. I believe we're going to have the most unbelievable revival, spiritual coup in the history of the world in the United States of America. I believe that. Go ahead, Brett.
I agree. And we asked the question was, who is funding good? And we looked at each other and we said, well, we know it's not the pastors.
It's not the government.
We know it's not the elected officials on the right or the left, or the appointed officials that run the government. We know it's not the Lucifer-led elites. We saw what chaos looked like from the last summers. We see what chaos looks like right now. We believe that Lucifer-led funding with Soros and Bush and Obama and Bill Gates
Clintons.
And the Clintons. Well, we said we're going to roll up our sleeves and get to work. And so we are almost 4 months old. I want to repeat that. We're super old. We're almost 4 months old. And if you'll click on the grants page Spencer. Click on the grants page.
At the top. It's at the top.
We want the whole world to see. We were founded September 1st. And let it populate. It should show you. Stay there because it should scroll to show the exact amount total that we've given out. So refresh that page. But we've given out $330,000 in grants. So praise be the Lord for what we've been able to do in less than 4 months.
And those we have given out that amount of money.
That's right.
People donated to us, and we have given this out $330,000. We've already given out. And the checks went out last week.
We think it's very important in a business. We're not a not-for-profit. Not one gift is tax deductible, but our marketing strategy is very simple. So everybody, please share this website, thechristianrevolution.net. Share it with a few friends today, because read the open letter to the world. We believe in transparency. We want the world to know that we're going to fight evil with funds, because you have to have funds to get in the fight. And there are six categories that we focus on, Coach. And it's lawfare, health and wellness, standing up for Jesus, sports, music, and education. So those six categories, we could pretty much touch everybody in the community. And then,
because we're looking for everybody in the community, Brett. That's why sports is important. That's why music is important. That's why education is important.
Because Dr. Zelenko made a great point. There is only two teams. There's from the seed of the serpent versus the seed of the woman, Team Lucifer versus Team Jesus. And trust me, both sides are good recruiters. Team Lucifer will do everything he can, money, women, men, prestige. He'll never stop. Drugs. He will never stop trying to get to you. Who's the ultimate deceiver? We know who the author of confusion is. So it's up to us not to wait on the rapture, knowing that we're good. It's time to get busy and get recruiting for Team Jesus. So if you'll click on learn more about Celebrate Freedom Day.
By the way, folks, we've basically drained our account, okay? We've drained our account because of end-of-the-year tax issues. We can't have a bunch of money laying in there. So we've given out 25 grants. We've basically drained the account. So what are we saying? We're going to need your help to help spread the word. We have to replenish it so we can give out another round of grants. You see how this? See how this works? We had enough to do the first 25. And we have others waiting in the wings that we're going to give it to, but we have to replenish. Go ahead, Brett.
Well, Coach, that's a great point, because there's two key things that we're trying to do, really three, that with the ChristianRevolution.net, this business is set up, number one, to raise funds, to be a good listener. We think we can impact all 50 states and then eventually the world. But all 50 states is our focus, where we don't want to invent anything. We want to learn about those individuals and organizations that are standing up for good versus evil in that state. So we want to find out about them. We want to raise funds. We want to bless them so they can continue to get to work for Team Jesus. We also want to recruit. We want to encourage the body of Christ, but we want to grow the body of Christ. So recruiting is very big with what we're trying to accomplish. The third thing is that it's very important that with the third thing, Coach, we're going to raise dollars. We want to recruit for Jesus Christ, but we want to get truth out. Truth can only get out at the local level. We see what just pure evil is doing with the mainstream media, elected officials, big corporate business owners. It seems to me that all those companies are owned by the same people. You can do your own homework on that, but we're going to get involved with getting truth out in all of our categories at the local level. So one of the things that we're hosting, Coach Dave and I, after a long time of prayer, nobody wanted to touch January 6th. We were both there. It was the most beautiful, peaceful day that started off singing together, praying together. And what really happened to America is a very fair question. What really happened that day is a very fair question. But our goal with Celebrate Freedom Day, January 6th. And the great news is, even if yourself or you get one friend, you can get and plant a flag in your town. So I want to read this, Coach. I want to read this because words matter. We will unite on this day in our local communities for God, family, country, sports, and freedom. Your invitation has arrived. We the people are uniting like never before in our inner cities, suburbs, and rural areas all over America. We have way more in common than our differences. We the people have equal love for God, family, country, sports, and freedom. And folks, that's where we're recruiting. We the people in the middle are both center left and center right. Just because you may be a constitutional American and center right doesn't mean that you have more love for God, family, country, sports, and freedom than center left. On January 6th, join us as we lay down our political differences on Celebrate Freedom Day by standing up together to those who hate America and are trying to undermine our country by dividing us, Coach. We can break free from this wicked agenda. Red, yellow, black, and white, they are precious in His sight. We need to ask the question, what really happened to America? And then that goes on, what really happened to our churches? What really happened to our families? What really happened to our government? What really happened
to our schools?
Our schools. Let's all, what really happened with our medical industry? Let's all come together to honor God, family, country, sports, and freedom. We the people in all 50 states pledging together to stand for good versus evil, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And Coach, I'll stop there. Any comments before I add one more thing about the agenda?
Dr. Paul, come on in.
Kind of give you an update where I'm standing. Again, 10th of February, I go in front of the board. Keep in mind, I'm the first physician in the country who's had nailed for misinformation. My attorney is an incredible Christian. He's got five children. He's working hard. He just mentioned he wants to really start on the case now that he's done doing a few other things. He's saying it's going to be tens of thousands of dollars. I've got like 13 in there now. And I want to make sure people understand my goal here. It's not to get my stupid license back. It's about, as Ohio Brett says, it's about getting the truth out there. I helped as many people as I could keep their jobs, treat them for COVID. And I bought every single one of them closer to God, because I'm not really a doctor. That's what I do. But it's going to take some money. I hate begging.
All right, we're not begging. Hey, doctor, help. Hey, folks, help us raise. Do you see what's going on here? You see what's going on? We have to help Paul. Hey, Paul, not only that, we'll turn out hundreds of people in support of you at that location if you think that will matter. We will do that as well. This is what fighting this fight looks like, friends. All right?
He's asking for all kinds of information. I'm not sure he understands what my goals are. I want these people, the government people, to be held accountable for their actions. They hurt a lot of people.
Amen.
They are godless, and I want to make that my end point. I'm going to start at PMA for anybody that wants a medical help, or should I say health help. I don't believe in medicine the way it is at all. I believe in health, and I believe it starts with taking care of ourselves. And that's how I got to where I am. And I just want to share that. But
okay, Paul. So listen. So we can get to some other issue. We'll talk about this later. We want to help fund what it is that you're doing. That is what the ChristianRevolution.com is all about. But Brett, Celebrate Freedom Day is a connector point in local communities that people can begin to rise up and come together. If you have an organization out there, if you're head of a, it doesn't have to be a ministry, you're part of a patriot group, spread the word. As Brett said, get out there and stick a flag in the ground. Now, Brett, give them some information here. Where can they find information? Where can they sign up? What is it we want them to do?
Right there on the website, Coach. And first of all, Dr. Paul, I look forward to talking to you offline. With helping with grants and then organizing for you. But people, please go to thechristianrevolution.net, click on Learn More About Celebrate Freedom Day, and then you can read the letter I just read, scroll down, and right there is where you can sign up. Coach, we've already got over 100 people that have signed up to be local leaders. And we haven't even
promoted it yet.
We haven't even marketed it out yet. But I've been doing interviews, and one of the questions were, wow, that's great. Can you show us where those locations are? And we said, actually, we're not sharing that information. What really happened last year, January 6th, we saw what infiltrators did and evil planned against us. Oh, we're going to give the information after the fact. And I believe by faith that we'll be able to plant flags in all 50 states.
So in other words, Brett, we're just going to notify people that we know and that we trust come and stand with us. Yeah. We're not going to put it in the paper so everybody knows that they can come there and then have people come in and screw the thing up for us. So we want you to sign up here so we become part of a network that the other side doesn't really know a whole lot about. Now, the infiltrators will jump in here. We understand this. But, folks, we only got like 6 days to make this happen. And we believe this is going to be a sneak attack. I think what's going on. Brett, I don't mean to steal your time. Keep going.
No, Coach. It's our time. This is Team Jesus just organizing. And if you'll sign up there on that page, that email will come right to me. And we've already prepared the local leader information packet that, Coach, it's so important that people just get easy to follow directions. Super easy to follow directions. We don't want you to think that you have to be a professional event planner. Just get your family. Just grandparents, grab your grandkids.
Your church.
Your church. And you pick the parking lot. Here's the instructions for the day. You pick the parking lot wherever you live. Just got off the phone with the guy from Hawaii. So we got Hawaii covered. Get your friends. Share with whoever you want. Find a parking lot. It could be your church. It could be the grocery store.
It could be an overpass on I-70.
It could be anywhere where you choose to gather. High school football field. We have college students that are going to go to their on-campus football stadium. We have pro football stadiums where people will meet in the parking lot there. So the parking lot's easy. Gather your friends. And then we have a very light agenda. And all of this, we suggest going out over the noon hour. Start at noon local time. So noon local time, meet in the parking lot. And then here's simple to follow instructions. The local leader welcomes everybody and opens in prayer.
Is there a link that they can see that, Brett? Do we have that on here?
We have the email that went out to all the Past Assault, that email. But if you sign up right there, I'm going to email it to you directly. But the instructions are simple. Pick a parking lot, invite your friends. Show up at noon. Local leader welcomes everybody and opens in prayer. Please tell me there's somebody else that could lead the Pledge of Allegiance. And then the local leader is going to read about a 3-paragraph vision statement that Coach Dave and I are writing. It's very important that same vision statement is read at every location, I believe by faith, in all 50 states. And then please tell me that you can find 2 local speakers that are going to speak for about 5 minutes each on 2 topics. Number 1, why I am proud of America. Number 2, please tell me you have somebody that can talk for 5 minutes on why family matters to me. And then after that, there's an optional Jericho march component. If you want to, walk one time around your church. Walk one time around the football stadium. And that's all going to take about a half hour.
Okay, Brett, so listen, let me stop you. This is good. Folks, what do they do first? Go to the Christian Revolution and sign up. Go down to that bottom of that page again. So we've got about 6 minutes left here, Brett. Go down to the bottom of the – say, I will organize one. But see, you're out there right now. We just listened to Dr. Zelenko. Tell us what's going on. You say, well, I don't have the skills. I'm not good. Oh, okay. Well, show up by yourself with a flag then. Just you go stand someplace with a flag and submit a form and let us know that you're going to do it. Because when the whole thing's over, we're going to be able to say to the media, we had 10,000 cities represented. We had 20,000. You see the picture here? Do you see the picture? Take your grandkids and go. Grab your husband and just do whatever. But we need you to sign up and say, I'm going to organize one, Coach. I'll organize one. I'm not good at this thing, but I'll find somebody that will help me. And Brett's got it all laid out for you. If you don't have anybody to speak, don't worry about it. Play a video on your phone. Come on. This is easy.
We make it so easy, but it's very important that we want you to stand. We ask everybody to lay down your politics on this day. No Trump flags. No Trump flags. No FJB flags. No Let's Go Brandon. No Biden. We want to unite. We want everybody to come together. Please bring an America flag. Please bring an Appeal to Heaven flag. And because sports does unite us, please bring a sports team flag. I don't care if you have the Ohio State Buckeyes standing next to somebody with that Team Up North flag or Toledo and Bowling Green, the Florida Gators and Florida State standing together, and bring appropriate signs, no foul language. Hey, how about I love America? How about Team Jesus? How about I stand for Jesus? And then at a safe sidewalk, somewhere near your parking lot, stand for a half hour, because the light speaking program and then a half hour of standing by the side of the road and just wave at people.
That so Brett, what really happened? Folks, remember Larry has already got a sign made out, a template made that you can make a sign. What really happened? That opens dialogue in so many different directions. What really happened? Why don't the Baptists talk to the Methodists? What really happened? You understand? This is grassroots, and it's just the beginning. We've been alive, the Christian Revolution, for 4 months. In fact, 3 months, because really over the last month, we haven't really done a whole lot because we've been getting so much of this stuff organized behind the scenes. We're ready to, lack of a better term, not relaunch, but we're ready to pop the clutch. Let's go. We're running out of time. Betty, hurry quickly, Betty. Go ahead. Let Betty jump in real quickly.
Yes, I am going to be going up there. I send like 50 or 60 invites out. I don't know if they're coming. I filled the form out once. I did it again. But me and Dingle are going to go up there. We already got our flag. We are ready. And there it is. One nation under God.
Perfect, amen, Betty.
Yeah. So we're going to go up there from 11 to like 1, 2 o'clock.
Perfect.
And I'm going to read the Appeal to Heavens, and I'm going to say prayers and psalms. And hey, people, join in if you want.
That's it. Well,
we need the leaders. Sign up. We need the leaders. Sign up. We need them. Go ahead, Brett.
And Betty, you nailed it. We're just giving examples. Like a teacher, if they can't be at school, they leave lessons plans for the substitute teacher. Well, we're just giving a structure. You can do whatever you want, but please, no political flags. Be respectful. No foul language. Stand together. And it's important to note, it doesn't matter where Ohio Brett's going to be on that day. It doesn't matter where Coach Dave is going to be on that day. We're not trying to get 50,000 people to one location. We'll do that in the future. But right now, it's more important to plant your flag where you live, because we believe by faith that we're organizing teams in all 50 states. And over the next year, I truly believe that we'll have team in every county in every state. And look how powerful that will be when we need to organize at an event. As an example, going to Kentucky. As an example, surrounding Dr. Paul with funds and love in February at his court days. And don't ever forget that Coach Dave has been doing this for so long. It all starts with what we're doing right now. And everywhere I go, I encourage everybody to go to CoachDaveLive.com, CoachDaveLive.com. You better believe I'm proud to be his strong safety, but I'm only one player on the team. And then with this project that we have together that God led on my heart to take to the world to impact all 50 states with the ChristianRevolution.net, we can't do it alone, and we're building a big team, and there's never going to be a better recruiting opportunity than for you to go out and stand up and plant a flag in your own town. God bless you, and I'll see you soon.
So, Brett, in one of those evangelifish churches that I used to attend, one of those churches without a backbone, they used to love to sing the song, "Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise." The Christian Revolution, folks. We can do this thing.
And, Coach, I can't tell you a better place to go than one of those churches. Stand, meet in their parking lot. Do the Jericho March around that church and do the honk and wave right in front of that church. There should be thousands of churches that we stand to plant that flag.
Come on, folks. We're giving you a chance to get in the game. Hey, have a great, safe New Year's Eve celebration. We'll see you Monday morning. Great work, Brett. God bless you, folks. Hey, give us some money. Get others to donate into this thing. We want to bless other people. $360,000 people now have they didn't have before. Stand with us. God bless you. We'll see you Monday morning.